Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Lieutenant Noel Garcia with the Lansing Police Department. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well, thank you. The story hit the papers today, and it's one that I had to get comment on because I frankly couldn't quite believe what I was reading. Why don't you catch us up on, give us the background of a story with a crossing guard in Lansing yesterday morning?
Yeah, sure. Well, you're not the only one shocked. There's a lot of citizens out there that are shocked by this incident, as well as employees here at the Lansing Police Department. What happened was yesterday at around 8:13 in the intersection of Teal Avenue and Riley in Lansing, officers were called out there with reports that a 73-year-old crossing guard had been assaulted. The suspects had left upon arrival of the officers, but the officers were able to gather that there was two seven-year-old first graders from Lyons Elementary that were fighting there at that intersection. And the crossing guard went to intervene and try to break up the fight, and he was assaulted by one of the seven-year-old's parents that were there. And you might be asking, how did they get there? Well, there was apparently an altercation between the two seven-year-olds on Wednesday morning, the day before. The parents were called out to the school by the principal. They had a conference of some sort there, and one side of the parents was not comfortable or was not happy with the outcome of that meeting. So the Thursday morning, two parents, a 29-year-old Lansing female and a 26-year-old Lansing man, took their 7-year-old to that location to go confront the other 7-year-old. And when they found the other 7-year-old, they directed their child to go get him, is what the witnesses are describing as. And in fact, that's what their 7-year-old child did do. He went and assaulted the other 7-year-old. And again, then I already told you that the crossing guard intervened, and that's when the parents got involved assaulting the crossing guard.
Now, is it my understanding that both parents, both the mom and the dad, were involved in the assault on the crossing guard?
Yes. The 26-year-old father first approached the crossing guard and punched him right directly in the face, striking his teeth. One of his tooth was chipped, the crossing guard's. While a crossing guard was struggling with the father, the mother came up behind him and the 29-year-old Lansing female and started punching the crossing guard in the back of the head. Lansing State Journal has pictures on their website of the attack. I think they went to neighbors in the area who had taken pictures of the assault. It's just appalling that, number one, this happened. And how it came to happen was even more appalling in that parents are telling their 7-year-old child to go get into a fight, you know. That's why there's so many people here at the Lansing Police Department appalled and have worked hard to solve this case. And they did that yesterday. The officers were able to go to the school and gather information on the identity of suspects. And we have obtained warrants on a Sharika McKinney and a Daryl Livingston for two counts, one of assault and battery on the crossing guard, and then two, the second count would be contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
What about injuries to the 7-year-old boy that was assaulted and to the crossing guard?
Well, neither injury, there was some minor injury for both victims, however, it did not require medical attention. So they the injuries were not even significant enough to get to be treated, but
which is fortunate.
Which is fortunate, yes. However, still an assault, and that's concerning, of course.
Well, of course, and of course, the age of the crossing guard being 73 years old, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, you know, and it brings me to this, Cheryl. Our crossing guards, it's not voluntary, but it might as well be. They don't get paid a lot. They honestly, and I know a lot of the crossing guards, they do it for the love of the children. They do it for the safety of the children. They're just wonderful people. They've been parents themselves. They're grandparents themselves. And, I mean, to get up in the early morning hours like they do to go do their duty of making sure our young kids get to school safely, For this to happen to one of our crossing guards is just unfathomable.
Now, in order to find them, because my understanding is the parents and the child that have now been charged, the parents in this case, left the scene. Did they make the connection, obviously, with the young man who was assaulted, knew who they were and was able to?
Well, they were able to go to the school and get information, and that's when the school official said, you know, I think we know who this is. This is the child that was assaulted and the suspect's child had that altercation the day before. And so what the officers did is they gathered information on the address. They went to that location. There was the suspect vehicle that fled the scene of the assault was located at that residence. However, nobody was answering the door. So we've made numerous attempts at getting their side of the story. The suspects in this case, they have not been cooperative with us, which makes you wonder if that's just from a guilty conscience. But I got to tell you that the female has been arrested, okay. Sharika McKinney. You're getting this information right as it occurs, Cheryl, and the 26-year-old Lansing man is still outstanding.
Okay, well, and it's not mine to pass judgment on anybody, but it sounds like there were a lot of witnesses to this, clearly, from what you're telling me. And it's one thing when parents don't stop behavior. It's another thing when they apparently encouraged it and told them to. That's crossing a line that we don't often see.
It is.
Thankfully.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we teach our schools, our teachers, our officers, whenever we do presentations at school and we talk about these type of situations, we encourage the kids to defuse a situation. And that's when you can just simply walk away and go tell an adult. Well, the adults were the problem here. It's easy to say the adults acted more juvenile than the 7-year-old kids themselves.
Certainly. Well, Lieutenant, I appreciate your time this evening and passing this information on to us, and we'll follow the story as it develops. Have a wonderful night.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Lieutenant Noel Garcia with the Lansing Police Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.